Don, a very good morning to you, sir.
A very good morning to you, Pedro. It's just a delight, first of all, to all your fans and listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Don, you and I have been doing this a long time together, haven't we?
Yes, we have, you know what I mean? And we'll continue to do it, you know what I mean? It's a long time to come, you know what I mean? So spiritually, forever.
Okay, good enough. Let's get the negs out of the way. We lost great Peyton Scherer this year. I mean, I know he was 9 years old, but it was a shock to me. I talked to him about 10 days, 2 weeks before, and he was feeling fine, and then boom, he was gone.
Well, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm just so delighted that I had the opportunity to share life with Peyton Scherer. He was a divine individual and a great, great boxing man.
And, Don, you lost one of your right hands from Cleveland, didn't you, about a month and a half ago?
Yes, we have. I lost a good woman that was just tremendous, and I'm fighting for women's rights. Her name was Constance Hopper, and she was the editor of one of my newspapers, but a lifelong friend. Went to school together. So it was just a one of those things, but I celebrate her life because she was 81 years old, and she did such a tremendous job fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for the women as well as the men, for all people. She symbolized that one land, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And so she was a dear friend, and she's gone, but she's on the money right now up there, still working and prodding along to make things happen for a better America.
And justice for all, one of your famous quotes, are you surprised that there is so much protest and unrest in here in 2014? It seems like we're in the 60s again, Don.
No, I'm not surprised. I can't say that. This is a way of life that has been developed, Pedro, that has got four centuries involved in it. And so we have to do is the system that permits these type of acts to come about is what we must change. You know, we always treat the effects. We do not treat the cause. The cause is that we fought for freedom and liberty from King George and then turn around and did the same thing to a class of people that King George was doing to them. The women do not get their rights no matter what they say or do, and the only symbols, Pedro, of slavery was in coinciding with the woman and with the people of color. So therefore, they were both considered inferior. They were considered property, and this residence is still there. And so until we work together, come together, believe in this country in the essence of what it stands for, one land, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, we will be, it's going to be unrest until that time. So let us try to change that thing and make this thing the self-evident truth that all men and women are created equal and then endowed by the higher force, the Lord, with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You know, Don, you know I spent 8 years with the San Francisco Police Department, and I know what it's like to get in nasty situations. But the bottom line is I think the mentality of policemen across the country was they got away from hiring streetwise guys like me and went to hiring college degree guys where there's only a white and a black and there's no gray area, when in the world of police work and law enforcement, it's all about gray.
You know, you're absolutely correct in that statement, but you have to understand also that the policemen, before they get to be policemen, they're taught. And they're taught that one class of people is inferior to another. It's the same thing that comes up. And so, therefore, when they do get the power and they get a position of life and death in their hands, they forget about what it is and they result to what they've been brought up with all along and throughout their life. You got to be able to go to the cause, man, and you got to be able to enlighten people, educate people as to what the effects of life is and how it is and how we all going to live together because we are brothers keeper, whether we want to be or not. And so I think that, you can see the same thing happening in Nevada and Las Vegas when the corporate people get in. These are kids that have been grown up and they learn accountability and responsibility. But they don't have no gray area in there. If it ain't dotted on the adding machine, it don't add up. You know what I mean? But you got to be able to deal with people and respect their culture, their background, their upbringing. Then you can try to find a way to means to change things that could not be changed if you're just going to go over it and make it hammer and nail, black and white, hit me on the head. But what hurts us in the police department is that they can do it with impunity. You know what I mean? There's no consequences. So this is what you got to understand. We cannot have that power of life and death. That is supposed to be only endowed to our maker, our creator. our Lord and Savior.
The great Don King. What more can I say? Don, now you're coming back into the spectrum as far as the heavyweight division is concerned with the heavyweight champion. Of course, we're talking about Burmeister Vern. How's he doing these days? What's life treating him? How's life treating him? Is he happy being champion? Does he feel like...
Yes, you know what? He's a great guy. You know, he's a great guy. You know, he's got to be able to work hard and dedicate himself. He's coming from the struggle, as Frederick Douglass would say, without struggle, there's no progress. You mean you must be able to deal with what is real, and he's going to be a people's champion. I'm looking forward to great things from him. So I'm going to help him in every way that I can. And the heavyweight boxing is a return to glory of America. And it makes me feel good to be part and parcel of the heavyweight championship match in May 10th at USC. And now a heavyweight championship match will be in Las Vegas, the capital of boxing, at the MGM Grand under the auspices of Richard Stern, the president of entertainment, who is doing a remarkable job. And you have to give credit to this guy named Steven Espinoza, who got this job was dropped in his lap, and with the exile of Ken, and now Steven Espinoza is doing a remarkable job of putting this thing together and bringing the old glory back to this great nation of America. So I'm looking forward to that fight with great anticipation. I want all your fans to reach out and touch a friend. Tell them about it. Be there. If you can't be there live and on the scene, then check it out on the screen on Showtime. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous evening of boxing with Bermaine Sterbain and Deontay Warrior. Wilder, I should say. And he's got 32 wins, 32 knockouts. That's a perfect record, you know what I mean, for whatever he was doing and whoever he was fighting. And so Bermaine has come from the struggle himself, you know, and he is the champion of the world, the heavyweight champion of the world. Now he got to, you know, he got to imitate and emulate the Mike Tysons and the Holyfields and the great, inimitable Ali.
Okay. I watch, you know, styles make fights, and the young man fights with a low left hand. I don't know if that's the greatest way to fight a guy that's 6'7". I guess he's going to adapt to the opponent, won't he?
Well, you know what? The strategy is it remains with them and how they do. I agree. Larry Holmes is one of the greatest champions of all times, and Larry Holmes also said on that point, you know what I mean, to lift that left hand up, you know, to make certain that you don't get hit with that right hand. And so it's going to be an interesting fight, and that's been brought to his attention. So I think he'll be able to adapt to the situation. I'm looking for a blazing knockout, and as he said on a conference call the other day, don't blink.
Okay.
And so that's going to be heralded as the remark of the year. You know what I mean? Don't blink. You know what I mean? You don't have an opportunity to go and get some popcorn or go get a beer or go whatever you're going to get. You got to stay there and stay glued to this thing until it is over, because if you move, you lose.
Okay. What happened to the amateur boxing program here? Frank Warren's got the UK to invest in their amateur program over there, and they've got some bright amateur stars that have turned professional and won some titles in the past decade. But it doesn't seem like the United States seems to be investing in the future of boxing, Don. Am I right or am I wrong on that?
Well, you know what? We got to you know, reconnoiter our efforts, you know what I mean, and deal with it as real. You are right. We got to make some. We used to have ABC's Wide World of Sports, Showtime Sports, you know what I mean, NBC, First in Color with Sports. Now they don't have it. They just go directly to the boxers without being known. Up close and personal is one of the most vital things of the boxing. They're trying to emulate and imitate it on the 24/7 and whatever other programs that they come in with, All Access. But there's nothing like putting time and effort with the ABCs of boxing, the young kids, taking them off the streets and out of the gangs and things, and teaching them, educating, enlightening, and also teaching them physical prowess and that they can escape the destitution and the poverty, you know, by the prowess of their physical skills as well as the enlightenment of their mind. This I want to work for, and this I will work with, and I will call on you and all of the Americans to let us put time and investment into our youth, because that's where it is. That's tomorrow's future.
Okay. Don King's our guest, of course, celebrating. How long has it been, Godfather? 30, 35 years, 40 years now in boxing or what?
Yes, about that time in boxing, you know me, bringing boxing to the people. And what we're doing right now is we're returning boxing to the people, which is the most important. You know, I'm a promoter of the people, by the people, and for the people, and my magic lies and my people ties. The people are the most important. You know what I mean? So, therefore, we must be able to promote them. You know, unanimity, solidarity, and togetherness is what my goal is. And I live for the day that all people are clothed in dignity. So we got to continue to work toward that effort And for the 40 years that I've been in this sport with the inimitable and incomparable Muhammad Ali, it has been the reward is in the journey, and this has been quite a journey. So I'm 83 years old right now, and I feel just as good as I can be because I'm talking to who? Put that guy's name? Fernando? What is your name, sir? You are so bright. You're so intelligent, gentlemen. You're so electrifying. And I get myself caught up in that kind of thing. That's why you got me at any moment of day or night. You catch me, I can't not hang up the phone.
You know what, Don? You are the godfather of boxing promotion, the greatest promoter of all time. And you've always been there for Pedro. You have. You've been there for Pedro, whether it was TV work, whether it was radio as a guest. You've always been there for me. And I love you for that, man. And you've been good to me. And I think that if Don King had more of a control of today's boxing, I think boxing would be a lot better because I miss those cards with 5, 6, 7 title fights. And I think the boxing fans do, too.
You know, that's what they want to give the people. You cannot go and rely on one championship match. Everyone's a championship match, and therefore they always feel that they're not being beat out of their money or wasting their time and viewing. You know, they now become so sanitized and monetized that they want to just be able to deal with what the facts are. How's the cash register going to ring? Well, the cash register can't ring if you don't have the support of the people. They don't seem to understand that. You give the people what they want, they will respond. When is the next one?
I got to give you I got to give you props. Another great interview, but I got to go running up on a heartbreak. I love you. Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year, Pedro. Merry Christmas, and I love you and all your fans. God bless America, and God bless our great president, Obama. So let's move on forward, and let's keep on keeping on.
Don King on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Boxing, gambling. Did you guys ever do anything with Don King? Any contacts with Don King?
Yes. I went in front of a grand jury. I was subpoenaed in front of a grand jury for boxing. When I was there, I was out with John Gotti. Mike Tyson was the Now, I had another guy, and I can't think of his name. I knew the trainer, and I knew the black guy. I was training in the gym with him occasionally. He was a tough fighter, and he was a little bit over the hill. So I thought of a thing to set up a fight. I wanted him, and someday I'll get the name, I can't remember right now, but I'll get him to fight the champ in Italy. The champ in Italy was with two brothers who were both made guys in the mob. So I'm reaching them through the Italian people. I want this guy to come in and fight my guy, the black guy. And my guy will win, so he gets your belt. So if he wins and he has your belt, I want to hook up a fight with Mike Tyson, and I want big money because it's a championship. He's got a belt, you got a belt. The numbers are bigger. We know that Mike could probably beat you. Now, if the people around Mike want to make him duck a fight, I don't think he would do that. But then it's another story. But we never got that far. The Italian guy had to come here and fight a lesser opponent first before he fought my guy. And he lost to that guy. So now the thing is off. But in the process of all of this, John knows what's going on. I have a guy, a street guy, can't even think of his name, but he's going to Don King talking about a potential fight. He's not having a lot of luck. Don King stands up. He don't want no part of this thing. He mentions John Gotti, this, that. I'm a tough guy. I went to jail for this and that. John, I'm not doing any of that bullshit. So the kid comes back and tells me. So I said, John, forget the whole thing now. It ain't going to work. He won't do it. Don King won't do what we want. Did you tell him to mention my name? Yeah, I did. He don't want to be bothered. He said he's a tough guy. He did time. Really? Yeah. Tell the kid to go back, make another appointment, and kill him. You want me to kill Don King? No, not you. The kid, this guy. You want me to tell this kid to go back and kill Don King? Yeah, well, hit him with a proposal. If he says no, take a gun out and shoot him. All right. That's what you want? Yeah. All right. I grabbed the kid. He was in the kid. He's a guy, you know. It was tough. Listen, you're going to hit him with this proposal. If he says no and gives you that shit, I'm a tough guy, take the gun out and shoot him. Shoot him in the head. Kill him. You want me to kill Don King? I said, it's not me. John wants you to kill him. What do you want me to tell you? You got to kill him. He took off. The kid took off. I'd never seen hide a hair of him again. He must have left the country. I don't know where the f*** he went. He took off. So we never went after Don King because I didn't want. I'm definitely not going after him because this is insane now. We're hitting the guy because he don't want to do a deal. We'll be hitting guys every other week.